from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor, a very special program here in Southern California and also in San Francisco Bay Area. It's a very special program because I do something very special. I come on the air and I talk about matters religious, matters spiritual in such a way that you can see that I know what I'm talking about. And then I make myself available on the internet to talk to me, to consult with me, to talk to a pastor. A lot of it is just plain old free. I have free chat. Very, very special thing that I do, and I do it 7 days a week. And I also have pastoral coaching, pastoral spiritual counseling. So let's talk about something important today, shall we? What is it that messes us? Well, how is it that we become so messed up? Or if we're not messed up, how come we haven't found the secret to life? And the answer is there's a separation between us and God. And the reason for the separation mainly boils down to a couple of things. One, resentment. Resentment against people. We hate other people, in other words. Going back to our childhood, to our father who wasn't there for us, to our mother who resented our dad, or who was bossy, or who was willful, to teachers that pressured us, or were cruel, or who were unfair, or who were phony, to people who did things to us, to other kids who teased us. See? So it goes all the way back to there. And what it does is it forms these experiences, because we didn't deal with them properly. And at the time, we were only little children. We didn't know how. But then as we got older, we didn't know how to overcome the traumas of the past. And we didn't know how to move forward and handle them properly in the future. So we kept repeating the same old pattern. The same old pattern that we had in the past, we repeat it again and again, because we haven't learned how to deal with it properly. And that's what I'm here for, to teach you how. Now, there are a lot of religions in the world. They all say nice things. They say be nice and be fair and be good and live in the eternal moment and in the now and be, you know, work hard. And they all say that. And Christianity is very good. Christianity adds something extra, which is needed. Something extra, which is needed. And that is repentance. That is repentance. You see, that's where all the other ones fall. Well, the other religions, either they're religions or they're not even religions. See, they're just worldviews. They say all is one and one is all, and the whole world is one big blob of something, and we're all one thing. And they make it into a big confused mess. Or they have a religion, but they have some kind of false gods. But Christianity has something very special. Very special. It's called repentance. It's called, it's being sorry for what one has done and having a change of heart. This repentance is a very, 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 very special thing, and it's absolutely important. It's absolutely necessary. It is absolutely necessary. It can't be faked. You cannot make it happen. If it happens for you, then you are blessed. If you should ever arrive at the day that you repent, or begin to repent, or repent fully, then that will be the most wonderful day of your entire life. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to undo these traumas and move forward with joy in the new year. I shall be right back after this important announcement. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. The program is Talk to a Pastor. And I was talking about repentance. I began by saying that we had traumas when we were children. The traumas were caused by us having become angry and resentful, hateful toward people. Now, what I want to say is that many of us had parents that weren't so good. Many of us had parents, a father who wasn't there for us. And see, the problem with that is that father stands in for God in the eyes of a child. And so if your father fails you, then it's as if God failed you. Now, a lot of dads are decent. A lot of dads are basically decent. But they lack something. They lack some special something. And a lot of dads are very weak. And that special something is a real bond with their Creator. See, most men are women-centered. They worship the woman. A man's mother, his wife, those are his bosses. Those are who he puts on a pedestal and worships. He worships women. But a man ought to worship God. A man ought to make principle more important than anything else. There was a great movie, and it was High Noon. It was made a long time ago, so probably most of you don't even know about it. You've never heard of it. It's called High Noon with Gary Cooper. It was a famous star a long time ago. You should watch it. It's an old movie. It's worth watching. It's about a man. It was his wedding day, and he was a sheriff, and he had just resigned because he and his wife, who they were getting married that day, they were going to go off and start a ranch. But lo and behold, on his wedding day, the bad guys into town. A whole gang of bad guys shooting everything up and breaking things and robbing and killing and doing all kinds of awful things. And guess what? All the townspeople were gutless cowards. They all hid. That's what most of us do. They all hid. They closed their doors. They pulled the shades down on their windows. They hid behind in their houses. So nobody would go out and face the bad guys. And so he had no choice. He was the only one. So he put his sheriff's badge back on. And like a man, he went to face the bad guys. But his wife, of course, or his wife-to-be, she said, "You can't do this. Why, this is our wedding day. You can't mess up our wedding day. And besides, you might be killed or something." He said, "I've got to. I've got to do my duty. No one else will do it." So he was a man. He faced the bad guys, and he won. He drove the bad guys out of town. And then he and his wife rode off into the sunset, and they were going to start their new life. And guess what? She had the highest respect for him. She respected him so much because he made principle more important than anything. Now you see, that's the way a man is supposed to be. But most men are rather wimpy, and so they become people pleasers. People pleasers, they don't want to offend, they don't want to rock the boat. See? So you even have situations where a mom will be sitting around degrading children or being cruel to them, bossing them around. Even actually being wicked, wickedly pressuring them or comparing them more. And he just sits there and does nothing. He says nothing. See, you have it. The shoe sometimes it's on the other foot. Sometimes it's a man that's cruel, and the wife is the enabler, and she just sits around and says nothing and lets it happen. But it's very common. It's very common that one is cruel, one is wicked, one is vicious, and the other one lets it happen. But it's particularly painful when it's father who lets it happen, because father stands for what's good. And when he fails to stand for what's good, you see, well, that's very bad. So most of us came from a home where our parents were, at best, halfway decent. They themselves were confused. They themselves were probably, what? On drugs, taking multiple meds, having issues, upset, angry. See? So they themselves were not very good examples. So we resented our parents for not being noble like we knew people are supposed to be. See how that works? So there's the trauma. You know, not to mention all the bad incidents that occur, but we don't have to go into any of that. It's mainly the parents. Weak parents, rotten parents, confused parents. Not their parents. Pressuring parents. See? Making all the usual mistakes. Well, so the child resents the parents, but resentment separates us from love. Resentment separates us from God. It separates us from our ground of being. That's what resentment does. That's what hatred does. It's separate. See, love and hate do not coexist. So if you resent someone, then you're no longer connected to love. You're disconnected from love. You're disconnected from God. So no wonder your life starts to go down the tubes. See, from God, from within, from intuition, from the inner light. From the inner light comes all the creativity and the love and the joy and the wisdom, the insights, see, a proper motivation and urge to move and to have your being, and to discover things, to grow as the good Lord intended for you. When you're cut off from that, then what? You don't have motivation. You don't have love. You feel empty. So in your emptiness, what do? You look to food, to drugs, to friends, to music, something else to fill the emptiness. But it never fulfills, does it? And not only that, but you don't have a good motivation from within anymore because you're cut off from it. So what do? You look to people on the outside to motivate you. See? Goals for you and to pressure you and to seduce you and to tell you what to do, and you follow their plan, which usually is education. Go ahead and get education, go in school for many years, a whole bunch of debt, see, more classes, more degrees, see, and so you follow the tried and true path, and like the donkey following the carrot on the end of the stick, why, you just do that, and eventually you end up in a place where you can see your life is a mess. Now it's a very critical point. Because either you begin to see that it's your fault for resenting and hating, judging and being ambitious and being a people pleaser and then being sorry. Or you blame someone and look for someone else, some other excuse. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first program of this new year. You should have heard my last program. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. This program, I've got to talk, a little bit of tough love. A little bit of tough love. So, okay, for all of us, it was the same. Our dad wasn't there for us. Our mom resented our dad. He wasn't there for her either. But don't hate him because somebody wasn't there for him either. See, once upon a time, he was a little boy with a tear in his eye. Somebody was pressuring him or someone was cruel to him. See, someone was confusing him. And likewise, your mom. So don't resent that. Don't resent them. But you did, undoubtedly. You did resent them. But see, that's the story of the human race, failing parents. And then kids going out into the world, and they're repeating the same old thing. See? So then you have kids, and then you're the same as your parents to your kids. See? Or you put on a pretense of being the opposite of the way your parent was, but in the process of being the opposite, then you end up spoiling the kids or something like that. You see, you don't get it right because there's no wisdom in it. So the answer then is repentance. The answer is repentance. And so what is repentance? Just what is it? Well, I'll tell you what it is. I'll give you an example. I'll give you two examples. Both of these are real. Both of them are real. True examples. Number one. A very famous man, actually. His daughter was going to school, and something was wrong. She wasn't happy. Her grades were suffering. Something was wrong. Or it may have been, a preschool. She was going to preschool. Something was wrong. She was unhappy when she came home. She was unhappy. She didn't want to go back. One day he went to take his daughter to the school. I guess mom often did. She clung to him. His daughter clung to him and didn't want to let go. And at that moment, he knew that something was wrong at that school. And he knew he must not take his daughter there, so he didn't. So they took her out. I think they ended up homeschooling her or something. But later it turned out that it was discovered later. He found out that some awful things had been happening at that school, you see? I think it was a preschool. But he trusted his intuition. See? Now that's not exactly repentance, but it's very, very close. Because he was visibly moved. See, before his heart was hardened. He was doing what everybody else says to do. He was probably even making the mistake of blaming the daughter and trying to, enable and make excuses for the teachers there and say, "Oh, I'm sure everything is fine and they're wonderful and your teachers are wonderful and you're wrong and you've got to conform, you've got to get along and you've got to socialize and you've got to behave and you've got to listen to what she says." I'm sure he was guilty of some of that. But in a certain magical moment, he saw his daughter clinging to him, and he knew in his heart that he mustn't take her there, and so he didn't. And so he basically saved her from some horrendous thing. Now, that's not exactly repentance, but it's very close. But here is an example of the beginning of repentance. A man who was very angry all the time was driving down the street, and some lady cut in front of him. He became very angry, and he drove up beside her car on the passenger side, and he said some really mean things to her, and he saw her little daughter was sitting there, and her little daughter burst into tears. And when he saw that, his heart was broken.
Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat. In other words, texting. You know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. But before the little announcement there, I just want to finish up the story and say that when he saw that little girl burst into tears because he was yelling mean things to her mom, his heart was broken. He pulled the car over to the side of the road and sat there and quietly sobbed. That is repentance, because he saw, in the light of truth, he saw his own wrong. Instead of resenting seeing it, instead of making excuses, instead of blaming or rationalizing, he quietly saw the truth and let it penetrate, see? And it made him sad, see? But he changed. Okay? Oh, incidentally, I'm non-denominational. I don't have a church except for you folks, so you're my church. But I also have an internet site, talktoapastor.org. And when you go there, you can do two things. Number one, I've got free chat for educational purposes. If you have a little Bible question, a general question, you know, about the Christian walk, you know, something, or a religious question of some sort, I'll be glad to answer it for free, you know, with live texting. Just go to talktoapastor.org. I'm there quite a bit, every day, 7 days a week. On the other hand, you may have an issue, you know, an issue with depression or bipolar or something. You want to talk to a pastor. You want a pastor's point of view. You want some spiritual caregiving. Well, then you can talk to me. And I have opportunities for that, whether it's texting or whether it's telephone, whether you're texting me and I'm answering by texting, or whether we're talking on the phone. I do not know your email, I don't know your phone number, I don't know anything. So it's very nice, it's confidential and it's anonymous. Okay, that's very, very nice. So if you have a question you want to ask a pastor, see, if you have a question to ask a pastor, but you don't want your pastor to know about what you're going to ask. Sometimes it's something very personal. You have a personal issue, you want to talk to a pastor, well, here I am. I'm the guy. I'm on the radio, and I'm on the internet 7 days a week. You can't beat that. You don't even have to go anywhere. You don't even have to drive to church. You don't have to join a church. You don't have to belong to the church. All you have to do is go to talktoapastor.org, see, and then contact me. Okay? All right. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a kind of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Well, here I am, ladies and gentlemen. I'm afraid I ran out of time. I can't give you another example, but I have many. Just know that repentance is very, very important. I have some wonderful meditations to help you calm down, or if you have PTSD or something like that. And you can talk to me 7 days a week. My name is Roland, Pastor Roland. Visit me at talkpastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Remember, we're 100% listener supported. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.